Governor John Langdon, while governor of New Hampshire, issued an official proclamation for a general thanksgiving in which he said, "The munificent Father of Mercies and sovereign disposer of events, having been graciously pleased to relieve the United States of America from the calamities of a long and dangerous war, through the whole course of which he continued to smile on the labors of our husbandmen, thereby preventing famine, the most inseparable companion of war, from entering our borders, eventually restored to us the blessings of peace on terms advantageous and honorable. He has shown thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with thy God." That's from Micah chapter 6, verse 8. Let's bow our hearts and bow our heads together in the humble request of true prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for another day to breathe, live, and serve. Another opportunity to do what is right. Another chance to exalt your holy name. Today, we thank you for the wisdom you give from your word. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5, 6, 7, and 8, that says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord, and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel, and marrow to thy bones." And we thank you for the grace you bestow, the knowledge you grant. So may these men, and we call out their names respectfully to you, Almighty God, Governor John H. Lynch, Executive Counselors Raymond S. Burton, Daniel St. Hilaire, Christopher T. Sununu, Raymond J. Wisort, David K. Wheeler, this morning represent well the great granite live free or die state of New Hampshire, the Constitution of New Hampshire, the citizens that they serve, and Christ of the Holy Bible. As a result, in this room today, may common sense prevail, our unalienable rights be preserved, government be limited, liberty and private property be protected, life and the pursuit of happiness be secured. Vis unitas fortior, unity makes strength stronger, and the spiritual be supreme. In Jesus' glorious name I pray, amen and amen. Glory to God.